Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi podcast season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Depont, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Raphaël Sayar.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today. You are architect. In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
So, hello, Charlotte. So we are an architecture office based in Nantes and Paris. We are four associates. I work with my parents that are Eric Sayar, Evelyn Rocheteau, and another associate called Grégory Evest. We evolve in a wide range of programs, ranging from housings, dwellings, mixed-use programs, as well as public facilities like schools, retirement homes and everything. We really have a lot of different expertise in wooden structure or concrete, more traditional realization. And we also start a new branch in urbanism.
Okay. Now, can you tell us about your project in Pontchâteau?
Yes, of course. So the High School of Pontchâteau is a project that we won quite recently in 2018. It was curious for us to be accepted to the competition because we already built the middle school, like about 500 meters from the site. So the particularity of this project is, so it's launched by the Pays de la Loire region. And it was in a really particular site with a wetland and a blue corridor crossing half of the plot. So we really fought hard not to actually build on the wetland and to accord the project to its surroundings. What we did is comparing to the command that was to actually build a bridge between two parts of the high school, we decided to concentrate all the project on one side of the little blue corridor that was crossing the plot. So it had us to kind of create a compact building with like two stories and really leave all the rest of the plot for a big park and a space for the students to be able to rest and to enjoy the landscape. By doing that, we actually created two pedestrian access from the parking of the gymnasium to the high school. So it's really light structures that are going on top of the wetlands, and it allows to have an entrance that is really large and calling the...
Like a piazza?
Like a plaza, yeah, pretty much. So by working with this entrance, we have the library that is on top, leaving a really large plaza for going to the hall. So the entrance gives towards the kind of a new program that we created for this operation is the bioclimatic atrium that wasn't asked by the programmist, but we really thought that it was a way to link all the different spaces of the school. It's important to know that the high school is a technical school as well as a regular high school, so we have really heavy pieces of program like aerofield kind of construction for wooden work. So it's big pieces that are organized on the ground floor. And then on the first and the second floor, you can find all the different classrooms. And it was really important for us to have a circular flow of circulation for the students. So they would meet eventually in this bioclimatic space that is next to the library. So it really generates a space where people meet, where they can talk. And it's kind of like an indoor-outdoor space where you have... wide variety of vegetation that is I've been worked with the landscape architect that is with us to create curiosity for the students towards, plants of elsewhere. But we also really try to preserve the landscape around the site. So all the plants that are actually local. And by putting this kind of big high school program in this plot that is kind of outside of the Pontchâteau city, we didn't want the building to look too massive and to see too much. So we decided to use metal, reflective metal, to be able to like blur the contour and to see the reflection of the beautiful landscape surrounding the building into its facade. So eventually we've seen the mock-ups of the facade and it really works well because you really see all the reflection that is cutted by the frame of the metal cladding. So we will see that eventually built, and I think it's when it's built that we're going to see the right effect. Another important thing for us in this project was the kind of ecological footprint, because it's HQ, so environmentally positive building. It has a label E2C1. So we had to kind of add a lot of wooden component in the structure of the building. Most of the classrooms are actually in wooden beams and pillars, which gives the possibility to actually repartition afterwards the composition of the building. We also wanted to put some recycled material in the library with a new kind of material that uses the waste of the aluminum industry, which we thought relevant for aeronautic fields. So the young people that will work here will be surrounded with kind of new high-tech material that are sober and virtuous. We also wanted to reuse the wood that we cut for the construction of the building to make a scenography in the canteen, where all the round wooden cut will be framed in a wall, so you can also see the past of the site in this space. To finish, I think it's a really complex project that for the client asked a lot of different things. For example, the canteen had to be accessible aside of the high school. All the sport facilities. There is also an interna where student will stay, and it had to have a different access and from the main entrance. So all those different access made us ask how to make this building more porous and more accessible by everyone. And I think it shows really well our ability to work with a complex site and a complex program by the client.
Okay. Thank you very much, Raphaël. Bye-bye, everyone, and see you next Wednesday for New Comme d'Archi in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Rebourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.